From the Rector. On the 1st of October, my phone started to bleep. The press had reported that the announcement of a new Archbishop was imminent, and various friends, including some connected to the sort of people who might have inside intel, texted to tell me to get ready for this or that bishop to be named as the next Archbishop of Canterbury. In the end, none of the people I was told to expect were chosen, and a few days later we heard it is to be Sarah Mullally, the current Bishop of London. I don't know Bishop Mullally personally, but her reputation precedes her. She is admired for her ability to govern, and I have friends who tell of her great personal kindness and warmth towards them. This will certainly help in the daunting task ahead of her. The Church of England she will shepherd is much more visibly fractured and divided, even than it was when Justin Welby became Archbishop 13 years ago. For some, the fact that she is not a man will doubtless be a problem. For others, the fact that she finally brings to an end the male-only lineage in Augustine's see is splendid news. Probably more relevant for most is the fact that she is seen as being on a particular side in the debate over same-sex marriages in church. She is gently for it. This will make things seriously difficult for many in the Church of England, but buoys up others' hopes. This is all a way round of saying, however wonderful Archbishop Mullally turns out to be at the job, it would be very unwise to pin any great hopes on this one bishop. We have a tendency to look for saviour figures in our clergy and our bishops, but by design the Church makes it plainly impossible for them to live up to that expectation. The reason for this is to emphasise that we already have a saviour, a perfect leader in Jesus Christ, and he is the only one on whom we should pin any real hopes at all. The rest of us are really just middle managers, doing our best to do Christ's will and execute Christ's plans, and that's as true for the Archbishop of Canterbury as it is for rank and file priests. Whatever your thoughts or feelings about a new Archbishop of Canterbury, please pray for Sarah Mullally in the coming months. The first Christians prayed for their bishops, we are told in the New Testament, with real fervour, with prayer and fasting. They committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. And that's from Acts chapter 14. Let us do the same. Sunday services at St. Helens Benson take place every week at 9:30. On Sunday the 9th of November, Remembrance Sunday, there will be a remembrance service in church at 11:15, directly following the parade. On Sunday the 16th of November, there is also a said service of Holy Communion at 8:15 a.m. All are welcome. Sunday services at St. Mary's Uam take place at 11 o'clock, except on Sunday the 9th of November, Remembrance Sunday, when the service will start at the earlier time of 10:50 to accommodate the 2 minutes silence to be held at 11 a.m.